Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Jay. As I blog my Bible studies, I'm glad that you could join me this morning as we review and discuss Romans chapter 6. I'm going to go ahead and start now. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. So how does this Christian life happen? How do we walk in grace? Well, it happens because when Christ died, we died with him. And Christ died unto sin for us. So we died with Christ unto sin. What is sin? Sin is self, mainly, basically, it is the old man and his selfish, self-centered ways. God, because Jesus, he sent his son to die for sin, does not allow it to continue. If we're in Christ, if we've accepted Christ into our lives, which includes his death at the cross unto sin and his resurrection unto life, we do not continue in sin. Notice the word we in all this. We who have died to sin, we continue. How shall we continue in sin? What shall we say then? Or do you not know that as many of us that were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were baptized into his death. Even so we walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united together, we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. So this is a we thing. We go into it together, and we're one body. We're the body of Christ. We identify with his crucifixion and his resurrection. And we're together in that. Okay, now down to verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives unto God. Likewise you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. And that's the fact. Our old man was crucified with him, and the body of sin is done away with. It's done. We don't live unto ourselves anymore. We no longer exist as that old man. And now we live unto the newness of life. For he who has died has been freed from sin. What is sin? Again, sin is fear. Sin is fear grasping onto a self that lives unto itself. All that is dead. Christ put cross. Fear gripping on to self, living for self, has been put to death. And now, that's the old man that's been put to death, and now we live in a newness of life, which is a life of love. It's a life of love. We died, we believe, we shall live with him, knowing. This is the crucified and resurrected method of living. So we know that it's an absolute method, is the rule for us now. We are dead in Christ. We are alive in Christ. He died once, and now he lives unto God. And that is what we know. It was a one-time action that happened in our lives, and we know that this action has taken place. So likewise, we consider ourselves to be dead, consider ourselves to be alive. It's almost like there's a duality there. We are dead in Christ, we are alive in Christ. Before, we lived in sin. We weren't alive to God, but now the new creation is dead to sin and alive to Christ. Now, we're not sinless. It's just that sin no longer reigns and sin no longer dominates. And when it does appear in our lives, as selfishness, as fear gripping onto self, feeding self, Christ's cross. Verse 12, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under sin, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey? Whether it is sin leading unto death or obedience living unto righteousness. But God be thanked that though you were slaves to sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. So we are slaves to righteousness now. And we have the form of doctrine, which is the cross. And because of the cross, we are no longer under sin. We're no longer under the law of sin, and we are now under the rule of grace. And love is the instrument that we yield to, our members to. Verse 19, I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves unto uncleanliness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves to God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. We have the gift of God, which is eternal life. We've been set free from sin, and we are now slaves to God. Thank you for joining me in the study today, and may God bless you, and until next time, my prayers are with you, and we'll move on to Romans 7:7. God bless you.